Grammar Girl here. Today, guest writer Bonnie Tranga is going to tell us why we're never gruntled, shoveled, or in whack, but why we're often disgruntled, disheveled, and out of whack. Bonnie says, thanks to an interesting question from Glenn, we'll be talking about words or phrases that have only a negative connotation. There is no opposite word with a positive connotation. These negative words might seem a bit wacky, but as in a recent podcast about irregular plurals, we'll be looking back at the origins of English to discover why. Disgruntled and disheveled both have the prefix dis, which is one of the negative prefixes we commonly use today. Other negative prefixes are non, un, and in, which sometimes changes to ill, im, and ir before certain letters. You can also sometimes make something negative by putting anti in front of it. These negative prefixes give words the connotation not. You simply add the prefix to the stem word to create a new word. You can add these prefixes to the beginning of nouns, adjectives, adverbs, and verbs to make them negative. So you could take the stem word honest and add the prefix dis to get dishonest. Likewise, you can take the stem word happiness and add the prefix un to come up with unhappiness. You get the idea. Many words starting with dis, such as disability, disapprove, and disagreeing, have corresponding positive words, ability, approve, and agreeing. Others, such as disgruntled, have lost their stem words. We can no longer say gruntled because that's not a word. I learned this by reading my dictionary, which honestly is fascinating reading. Don't diss me because I read the dictionary. Anyway, I looked up a lot of dis words and therefore learned something about the past. According to my dictionary, the word disgruntled, meaning discontented, comes from a combination of the prefix dis plus the word gruntled, a Middle English form of the word gruntlin, which is a form of the word to grunt. So apparently we used to be able to be gruntled, but nowadays we don't grunt so much. Another of Glenn's questions was about the word disheveled, which means messy and often refers to hair or clothing. I learned the fascinating history of this word, too, by reading my dictionary. You probably wouldn't guess that the French word for hair is at the root of this word. However, disheveled originates from the prefix dis plus the word chevel. I hope I'm pronouncing that right, which means hair. Anyone who has studied French will remember that hair is les cheveux. Again, I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Let's do one more dis word, and then we'll distance ourselves from that prefix. Disaster has an interesting history, too. Unfortunately, we can't say that something good was an aster. The word disaster comes from the prefix dis plus the word astro, which of course means star. An obsolete meaning of the word disaster, according to my dictionary, is an evil influence of a planet or star. You could probably spend hours poring through your dictionary learning the meanings of words that these days have only a negative connotation. If you want to have a bit of fun instead of working or studying, try looking up nonchalant. As I'm sure you're aware, you won't find chalant in the dictionary. I'll give you a hint. Chalant is related to the French word for to heat. You might also have fun with insipid, with the sipid part somehow related to the Latin word to taste. I'll just have a sip of soda while you work that out. Well, I could have spent hours looking at the dictionary, but it wasn't much use when I faced Glenn's last conundrum, the phrase out of whack, which means not functioning correctly. I had to go to the internet to solve that mystery. I found an interesting site all about the English language, Worldwide Words, hosted by Michael Quinion. This is a tough episode for pronunciation. I hope I got that right, too. The out of whack page, which was actually working quite well, explains that in the 19th century, there seems to have been a phrase in fine whack, meaning that something was in good condition or excellent fettle. Apparently, someone by the name of John Hay described President Lincoln by saying, "The tycoon is in fine whack." Although this is not a very common phrase, it's easy to see how out of whack could be the opposite of in fine whack. You can read more wacky details about out of whack on Quinion's site. You could also probably spend hours there learning about the other odd phrases. For example, I learned what a baffle gab is. That's about it for negative words that have no positive counterpart. Our language is filled with remnants of older forms of English. If you're ever feeling disgruntled about anything, just nonchalantly distract yourself by reading your dictionary. This podcast was written by Bonnie Tranga, author of The Curious Case of the Misplaced Modifier, who blogs at sentencesleuth.blogspot.com. Finally, if you'd like to submit a question for the Grammar Girl show, the voicemail line is 206-338-4475. And the email address is feedback@quickanddirtytips.com. That's all. Thanks for listening.